your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 428 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hi.
We've got some haunted, some are haunted, some are just creepy places in Hollywood. So these are very small, but we're just going to rattle off a bunch of them.
Okay.
So, are you familiar with Boris Karloff?
Yes.
Okay. Has nothing to do with anything. I was just curious. Now, so obviously Frankenstein's monster, the actor anyway on the original, was Boris Karloff. And he was a gentleman who had a passion for gardening. He was especially proud of his rose garden. Legend has it that several of Karloff's friends willed their cremains to him so they could permanently reside in his rose bed.
Oh, man. That's special.
So theoretically, think about this. Frankenstein's monster, who was made up from all kinds of other people's, several parts of other people's, and then the actor who played him has a rose garden that is made up from all kinds of different people.
Oh, gosh. That's different for sure, but I guess it's an honor. So, I guess, right?
I guess.
Okay. All right. So mine is going to be a hospital, and a hospital that has been at this site since 1904. The structure that would become Linda Vista Hospital was built in 1937 for railroad employees. By the late 1980s, the use of the hospital declined, as so did the neighborhood. The hospital closed in 1991. After the closure, it was investigated by almost every paranormal television program and group. Many spirits, including patients and staffs alike, were seen roaming the hospital corridors. Its sinister appearance made it the perfect backdrop for the Day of the Dead and Insidious films.
How come these things are always walking in corridors? Why can't they walk in core windows?
Well, I don't know, honey. In October 2015, Linda Vista Hospital was converted to Hollenbeck Terrace, an affordable apartment complex for seniors. Designed by KFA, the $18 million project received a 2016 Preservation Award from the Los Angeles Conservancy.
I think the thing I had the hardest time believing is that they were developed into affordable housing, because there is no affordable housing in L.A.
No, that's very true. I mean, I guess if you live there and you're just used to that, it's affordable.
Yeah, I guess. Located on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the Hollywood Pacific Theater was originally opened in 1928 as the Warner Brothers Theater. Sam Warner reportedly cursed the theater when it wasn't completed in time for the premiere of The Jazz Singer. That was the first talking movie.
Oh, The Jazz Singer was?
Yep. That had Al Jolson in it, if I remember correctly. Warner died from a cerebral hemorrhage the day before the film's New York premiere.
Aww.
Warner's ghostly figure has been glimpsed at the theater's lobby and offices. Now closed, the theater was declared a Los Angeles Historic Cultural Monument in 1993.
Well, that's a shame. He didn't even get to enjoy it.
That's what he gets for trying to curse stuff.
Aww.
Have some patience.
Yeah, true. The Old Zoo, it's at Griffith Park. By day, this is a delightful throwback to one of the first zoos in L.A., Lions, bears, and monkeys were all residents of these cave-like facades and cages, which is now a picnic area. By night, the feeling is much more sinister. The spirits of the unhappy creature that once inhabited these tiny dwellings can often be felt and heard.
That's odd. Why would there just be... I understand a haunted house, and I understand why there would be creatures or whatever that used to be in a house, or maybe a pet. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand why the zoo would have so many different animals that were still around. What's so different about that zoo as opposed to other zoos that might have closed down where there's just all these animals lingering around?
I don't
around.
Know. Maybe the animals at this zoo was treated bad or something. Could be, you know.
I guess. So you're looking for some real haunted places in L.A.? Since 1965, hundreds of thousands of people have traveled through the Hollywood Wax Museum's halls, coming face-to-face with famous effigies.
Mm.
The Last Supper display seems to attract the most paranormal attention, including a simple woman who is seen silently praying at the bench in front. A teen that died young was very fond of the Chamber of Horrors and returns often. Experts say the museum is just as busy with the dead as it is with the living.
Wow. I think these wax museums are creepy anyway.
They are.
So creepy. I mean, they're really cool because they look just like the person, but it's still like, ugh. I don't know. I'd be creeped out, especially if it was nighttime and you were in there by yourself.
What else you got over there?
Sanders House, a.k.a. the Thriller House. This quiet Victorian house in Angelino Heights is a dilapidated shack that was savagely attacked by zombies in the 1983 music video, Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Huh.
The house is from Charmed is also located two doors down at 1329 Carroll Avenue. So, yeah.
You're goofy. All right, guys. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, guys. If you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.